Welcome back. Oh, wow, that was pretty cool. Oh, someone was, were you about to say something, Lewis, or?
It was share a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay,
Yeah.
it was choppy.
For some reason, it feels like, yeah, I turned off my video because the Wi-Fi is not very good. So I gotta keep it off. It feels like I just woke up a different day than when we started the meditation. I don't feel like same day because I just look outside and like it's nighttime for me, but it just feels like a different day. Almost, I don't know if anybody ever had the feeling of as a kid going to bed and then like it seems like only a minute passed by and it's like you woke up and it was the morning time and you felt like kind of ripped off that you didn't get enough sleep. But it not like that exactly. It just feels like it wasn't Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever. I feel.
Yeah, like what comes in for me as you say that is just it's almost like it's because it's like a new you,
Yeah,
you
I
know,
guess.
like it's
It's the embodiment.
yeah, like I don't even know how to. Like it sounds like some kind of cheesy thing. Like it's a new you today. You know, like that's not what I mean. But it's like something's change, and therefore it's like, and literally every day is a new day, right? The only reason it feels like we're on a time continuum is because we're playing this game of
Yeah.
bringing the past into the future, right? So if we clear in the now enough energy, then it is literally a new day. Like wow, that's really cool. Yeah. I'm glad that your inner child doesn't feel ripped off.
No, I wasn't like that. I
I know,
was
I'm just kidding.
just. I felt that a lot as a kid. I would go to bed and I'd be like, I just close my eyes. I complained to my mom, like, how long has it been? She's like, oh, it's 7 hours, 8 hours.
Yeah, that's how you know you've had a deep meditation. It doesn't even feel like you're in the same spot, you know, of the time continuum as you were before.
Yeah. And that relaxation that you were talking about before the meditation, I felt like I was feeling that as well. There was a well, I had to work earlier today, and I did a session myself with a group of students. And afterwards, I felt almost like more energized. And I mean, that's usually the case, but more so today than we have in the past. And we were doing like downloads, kind of like that concept. So, and what's funny is a lot some of the stuff you mentioned, like I remember kind of touching a little bit on that.
Of course.
And it was like just so funny the synchronicity. It's like, oh, I was just talking about that, like a little bit about that. And you're like giving us a whole lecture about it. It's like wow.
Yeah, you know, that's where it gets really trippy, right? It's like we're all connected to the same field. Like, so then the whole idea of someone that's like, that's my material is completely ridiculous. Right? Because if you're connected to the field, you're just downloading the information from the field. It doesn't, no one owns it. Yeah. Cool.
This
Cool.
was kind of fun. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for, man, it's like we amplify it by doing it together. So it's so, thank you to all of you for coming on these calls and doing this, because we all get to feel it more than if we were just doing it alone, like in our little, you know, I was gonna say cubicles, but you know, in our little corners. Yeah.
I feel like I am in a cubicle right now, but that's it's a temporary room I'm in right now.
Yeah, that's true, that where you're staying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maria, we haven't seen you in so long. Yay, you're back.
I made it back on time. I mean, when we just had started the meditation, so I was good.
Perfect.
That was good. I don't think I've done that deep of a meditation in a while. I've been excited, like been traveling quite a bit and having a great time. And I felt really connected and deep in this meditation. I haven't had something like this in a long time, since the last time, I think. When I meditated with you the last time, I was distracted because I was still like off. I was in a different time zone and it was just a little challenging, but it's good to be back and, you know, feeling like home here. And when it was really interesting, it's been a while that I've really focused and connected on my core star. And I really love that energetic feeling. It's almost like it's literally like a star for me when I picture it in my, I guess, sort of like in my deep, like solar plexus. Mm-hmm. And I almost feel like as I'm emanating and strengthening it, and as it flows, it's almost like pulsing. It's like pulses,
nice.
Like
nice.
I feel very clear. I feel like it's been a great several months, even though I haven't been meditating regularly like I have in the past. I feel very clear. I feel very clear. I feel there's just a sense of comfort and just peace. I know in the past I've had, you know, was hard on myself when things weren't going right. But I think as I'm learning, having better awareness and just, I guess, without even consciously realizing, I guess I'm a lot more connected than I realized I was. I was sort of feeling a little guilty during my trips that I didn't get a chance to meditate as strongly as I have in the past or consistently as I have in the past. But then I having a really good one today just made me feel like, okay, it's like riding a bike. It's like I'm not disconnected. So which tells me that, you know, before there was more of a need to meditate to feel that connection, where I think now there's an understanding or an acceptance that the connection is already there regardless whether I practice meditation or not. So that was great to sort of observe today, that
Very
sort
awesome.
Of knowing. Yeah, so no, it was really good. I was very much deep into it. So thank you. I'm glad to kind of be back again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're very glad to have you with us too. And,
yeah.
You know, that really is the goal. The goal is to get to the place where, you know, it's like meditation is not supposed to be this thing. It's like, I have to go over there and meditate. You know, like that's what we do at the beginning. It's like the training part, right? But the idea is to embody the state of meditation. The idea is to embody mindfulness. All the time,
yes.
Not just when we go sit somewhere and there's no one around and no noise, you know, like, no, that's so then when you do dive into the meditation, it's phenomenal, because you're already able to be in that state without, you know, so yes. That's,
I feel like there's a lot less judgment on myself. How in the past, I think there's this, I think for me, for myself, there's this sense of control. I think I felt like it had to be this way and I needed to make sure, you know, there's this sort of like, whereas now I just, there's a lot more acceptance to the what is and a lot less criticism or judgment. And I also noticed throughout our trip, like I had an amazing, my husband and I mean, we're like, wow, we spent this much time together and we got along great. So that was great to know. And so I feel like we're also relationship wise, connection wise, we're in a good place, a really good place. So I think that kind of helped. I guess maybe more of like a realization or a manifestation that things are good. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. We had some challenges when we traveled to Vietnam. We forgot. I didn't know we had to get a visa. And so we missed our flight, had to get a visa. But it's like, even though there were these little hiccups or bumps that normally I would get super frustrated with, it's almost like I felt like I was tested to see what I would do with it.
Yep.
And what I ended up doing is we had to stay another day in Manila. And so I said, well, I still have some money, some of the cash. So, you know, let's go out. And so I fed one of these, you know, little girls that are trying to sell bracelets. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to buy anything, but have you had dinner? And I bought her something to eat for dinner. And then her sister joined her. And so just doing all these different acts of kindness where I just sort of like spontaneously triggered me to do something. Or another challenge was we had to like connecting flight to Taiwan, our luggage, because of our rebooking, our luggage wasn't included. So I had to pay in Taiwan for my luggage, but they wouldn't accept credit card, so I had to actually exchange cash. So I'm running around in the airport for money exchanged, and then I found somebody in front of me in line for the money exchange. He was also Filipino, and I think it sounded like he was having either trouble or I thought he needed money. And I was like, I literally was just trying to change like a $100 American so I can pay for this luggage. And so I said to him, I said, you know, whatever I have left, which was only like 20 or 30 bucks, I'm like, okay. And I decided I'd give it to him. Here, you take it. And then he was really grateful. And he's like, he wanted to do something. I said, no, just do pay it forward. Do something nice to someone. And I'm like running back to go pay for the luggage. So things like that. I found myself doing things spontaneously in the moment that just made the situation better than it could have been. So like the little tests like that. And as I'm running, right, I'm thinking in my head, you know, God's playing these funny tricks that it's like, okay, yeah, we didn't make our flight. Now we're running, you know, a day or two late going to Vietnam. And I said, I think I passed the test. I'm saying in my head, I think I passed the test. I did some good deeds. So, well, so things like that.
Yeah,
it was really, there's a lot of joy in some of these serendipities that happen in our,
because the test, you know, because like we got like that word still makes it sound like it's like, you know, just like stern, like, have you understood yet, or do I need to like you know, like, when it's not at all the way it is, it's more like, have you figured out yet that this is all about playing?
Yes,
you know, so it's like,
it absolutely like, was,
if you fail the test, you just have your serious ego that's like, oh, this is horrible, blah, 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 you're playing that game.
Yes,
you know. And if you pass the test, it's just like, what gifts can emerge from this that I can't see right now? And like, all right, let's play, you know.
Absolutely.
And then what drama? Then it's positive drama, you know. And drama's okay, you know. It's like, we don't want to be like this neutral. Yeah. You know, it's how can I play with this? Like, what a beautiful mantra.
Yeah.
Anything that shows up in your life, how can I play with this?
Exactly. I feel like it's been like that. Yeah. So I because through those challenges that I went through, well, not even challenges, I didn't even want to talk about them as challenges, because the trips were amazing. Just being able to find, you know, like you said, the play, the fun, not taking things so seriously. It was such a great trip. So it kind of made me aware of my own personal growth, how in the past I may have handled it really differently. So I feel like I'm at a really good place. So today, just reconnecting in that deep meditation that I haven't had in a long time felt really good. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yay, yay, yay.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Bon, tu sais, senti que t'allais parler, Caro, but you didn't talk, so I will speak for you, and you speak after for me.
Okay, good.
I don't have much to say, you know. I don't want to say it, but it was my birthday yesterday, so it was first time for me to do a birthday party for myself instead of doing it perfectly for others.
Mm.
It wasn't perfect, but it was perfect in the end. Perfect.
Mm.
You know, I accept, as Maria said, like, we can accept or not what's going on. We can decide, like, how we're going to take it. And even, like, when we're feeling, like, sadness or, you know, that we are expecting more or whatever it is, to always go back into the center and see, like, the source within us that's trying to do its best to give us a transformation that we are ready for. So it was not easy at the end of the day, but today is much better. Welcome, I'm 47 years old. I'm so happy.
Oh yeah.
So for today meditation, it was like the extension of this 3 past day, and the full moon's coming. The full moon is beautiful. I just looking at the full moon was so wow. But the meditation, what happened to me, many things, but what I stick with is mostly at the end when you said, like, go to the core star and through the heart and through all the chakras. And I was doing it even from the beginning, but not consciously. And I was following your voice and everything. So when you said it, it was just so clear that we are all like the sun, and all the cords became like lightful, and I saw like my being of light just as a ball of sunlight with all the ray of light as the sun. And after I saw that and I accept that and I received that, I saw all of us the same. So it was very beautiful, and it's like all the cords were able to kind of being connected through that light. So it was like a big, big sun. So it was kind of wow. So I wanted to share this little part, which is big, but
nice.
It's a little sharing.
Yeah,
thank you everyone.
It's like when you can see everyone's core stars in a room, and that's what it looks like, just a bunch of suns hanging out together, creating an even bigger emanation. Yeah. Yeah, I like these meditations where I just hone in on the core star like the whole time. Like, wow, so awesome. We all feel it more and more too. Like I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels my core star more than I did before we started talking about that, you know? So.
But truly, Julie, like, you're right. And I feel that it is here and now. What you are teaching right now is it's not just, you know, like, you are the one teaching to us, but it's like the teaching on earth right now.
Yeah, no, exactly.
This is what I'm feeling through. Even the people that doesn't accept it, like when they are like kind of fighting, and but it doesn't make any difference. Like you can even try to fight, or you can even try to accept it. Not going to make any difference. It's going to happen, and this is we deserve it all. Like we all deserve to find back our sun within, and
absolutely,
this is exactly what you make us feel like. You make us reconnect with and gratefulness.
And it's like not only seat. Yeah, and it's like not only is like the teaching is coming through me. It's not like I'm giving a teaching. You know, it's like
I know.
And I'm receiving it too. You know, like I'm doing this too.
Yeah.
So it's like that's what's so awesome. Yeah.
But I just felt, you know, we are so lucky to. Because I've been doing meditation, like receiving meditation to give to others for a little moment. But I know that when the universe or life or the source picks someone's souls to do that, it's a big gift. It's a big, big gift. And it's big, like, it's a big gratitude experience. So me, I have gratitude to be a part of this group. And I have gratitude to be able from this feeling everyday life through it, because I feel like this is exactly what the humanity is passing through right now, because I'm into this group. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
but thank you, sister.
Thank you. Thank you for being here with me. Yeah. I take it seriously. Like I've learned. I'm a person that I love to play and I love to be joyful and I love to have fun. At the same time, I take this seriously. You know, like I've been doing this for almost 4 years, twice a month, and it's like there's only been maybe three or four times in that whole period of time that I had to cancel, and we still did it a bit later. So I'm committed to this. I fully accept, you know, I don't know how to describe it, my divine responsibility, or I don't know what it sounds like, but I accept to do this, and I'm here, and it's like I'm not gonna stop. So
but isn't it as you said, like the soul mission, like is a part of your soul mission, and it's not just serious, it's just like so and something.
Yeah, like I don't know, that's why I don't know the right word to say. It's like not serious, it's
me
just like
neither. I don't know, like
I'm committed to it. But yeah. Maybe that's the word. mon engagement est clair. Là. Je l'accepte. I fully accept to be doing this. I'm not gonna stop. Yeah. All right. Caro.
That's cool. Yeah. So well, lots for me. So yeah. So I've been starting with you. So that's almost 4 years ago. Yeah. And I've seen so much evolving through me. So with various topics, and yeah. And I must say, like the topic with the man in my life and the father of my kids, which helped me. And then there was this other man. And then after that, like there was Marc-André, and all of you were there, like at the beginning of September. But maybe I think most of you, maybe not you, Mamma Mia. So basically, like, it is so amazing, and all of you've been supporting like a different level, like to see myself and support myself and get to understand what's my soul kind of contract with myself, and with like you were talking about it on the call like just earlier about the stuff, and then after that, like to find compassion for ourselves, and then with the relation we have with others and for others and with others, and you know, all of these words. So I've been experiencing like lots, and I'm amazed how much like what we do on these calls, they can have effect, like and they can be like they can have like lots of effects. We were talking at the beginning of the call, like Lois and I and Julie and like others just joined after, but then Julie, you were telling me that I'm the one changing, so which allows like the shift in timelines and all of this happening. And I'm just totally amazed, because I was you know, letting go, okay, and letting go of all cords, you know, with everything. And then we were talking with Karim like on Sunday morning about, you know, cutting the cords again and just kind of making sure it's kind of mécotorisé, like kind of cauterized, or I don't know how to say this, and then bring it and all of it. Yeah, and then doing it again. And we did this call on reference anger, like on Sunday.
Yeah, we had our advanced call on Sunday for a couple of people in the program. They're in another program with us advanced.
I was amazed after how much first my hearing, like, was, I heard stuff and I was like, wow, like, seriously, my gifts are opening. Like, I was like, wow. And then finally, like, yeah, like, yeah. So at the beginning of September, I was telling myself, okay, life, you know, I give you till equinox, like to tell me, okay, what do I need to kind of okay, show me in softness, pure 100%, what's my next move, okay? So taking care of myself in the meantime, everything is good. Do you want me to represent you as a couple now with somebody or with this man, like coming back again? And or you know, but show me in softness, what do I need to do? I kind of feel, and I know I spoke with most, like some of you about, okay, what's my main thing, but is it kind of, you know, for a lifetime, you know, a season, a reason, yeah, or whatever. So that was interesting how things just shifted, like in the past days. And I'm like, interesting in a way. And you were saying today on this call, and there was parts of me that was just falling asleep as if, you know, my entire self didn't want to. And then I was coming back up on the thing, and then I was feeling it, okay, breathing on the thing and the annoyance. So that was interesting, like with everything that happened. And more and more I'm like, okay, I just, you know, center. And then day per day, second by second, mm-hmm, I just enjoy. I take it. There's beautiful, you know, here and now. I just feel it so much more, and there's lots of healing, and so I feel more and more at peace. So this is kind of what's going on.
It's a beautiful mantra to have. It's just like, okay, how can I play with this? Just like, especially for you, because like I know that sometimes like your tendency is like, oh, okay, I gotta deal with something else now, or like we kind of go in that place.
Not again, like, isn't it over yet?
Yeah. So it's like, oh my god, when's it gonna be over? So instead, it's like, okay, how can I play with this? You know, like just teaching yourselves to shift from the, you know. it's almost like c'est comme des clins d'œil de l'univers, tu sais. How can I see this as something else than what I think it is? I think it's like, you know, something bad, but meanwhile, it's kind of like the universe is like, you want to play? And
like, and that was so funny because there was something that happened on Monday, and then I was like, okay, you know what? You send me a sign. How is it? Like, yeah. And then I wanted to sit by the water. And on a picnic table, I didn't see any picnic table. So then I kind of walk towards the water. And I'm like, oh, come on, I'm going to sit on a rock, whatever. And then I show up. Okay. And then there's a picnic table. I'm like, oh, yeah, because there was a ridge. So I couldn't see. There was the picnic table. I was, oh, yeah. And then I go and I sit down on the picnic table. There's a little cross, which was kind of my sign, like on the day before that day about, okay, like, so am I on the right path? So for sure, there was a cross just there. It was a necklace that somebody left there, which I left again because I was like, okay, it has so much meaning. So all of this, so because I was like going into my side, like, okay, am I crazy? Like, am I on the right path? Okay, what should I do? So it's like, okay. So anyway, so the universe kind of winking at me, life winking at me, and say, so I'm like, you know what? Okay, step by step, whatever. Okay, if this is what you want, I've been asking, okay, I'll walk it like step by step, and then I'll see. So anyway, so that's what it is. So just saying, so I really like this meditation we just did, even though I was feeling my entire self was trying to kind of shut down, and I was continuing. So that was good.
Just so you know, sometimes the shutdown is just so that it can go deeper, right? It's not always like, I'm resisting, you know, like,
yeah,
I follow this other woman. Sometimes I do her meditations and I'm like, how does this work? I've tried doing this 3 days in a row and I just like knock out. I have no idea what happened, you know? So it doesn't mean you're resisting. Like sometimes it just goes deeper like that. So it's like this weird, it's like this place of not knowing which one it is and being okay with it. Because even that could be like, well, how can I play with this? How can I play with this? Like, yeah, I'll just accept, you know? Like, so.
Yes,
I'm talking about Alicia's calls. Like, sometimes like, I just knock right out and I'm like, I don't even know where I went. Like, so Lewis knows her too. Lewis too is in her live streams. Yeah, we're like a couple of people now in her live streams. Yeah, thanks, Caro, for sharing. So I guess I'm handing it over to you by bringing you up. Feel free to share if you want to, of course. You don't. It's up to you.
Okay. Yeah, that was great. I feel like the last one, it was like super intense for me. I felt like I was like, not this meditation, but the last one
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was almost like being on a high speed motorcycle in space or something, being like catapulted and just like, this one was more calm, and I really benefited a lot from the process. Just there was last time I noticed like everything that was distorted and dark, and or like you had mentioned something like cords that are sort of sucked
like
back in,
they're all like,
like I had lots of that, but all on the right side, like everything on the left side was all good, everything on the right side was like, so it was really good to work on that today. And just actually I did feel some cords, it was like ex-boyfriend energy in my sacral thing, and then just feeling like flew, like they went towards the back, you know. So that was really nice. And then just like releasing a lot of anger or like stuff from relationships that were very unhealthy, like just transmuting those, that, and it really, wow, like I feel like I could have spent a lot more time in the sacral part because I really needed it.
Yeah,
but I can do that, you know.
Yeah, like feel free to feel free to go back in there, like we can do this a lot more.
Yeah, so that was just great. Yeah.
Would you want us to dedicate next month, continue with the chakra cord theme, or
me or everybody?
Or just like, well, like I'm asking you, but I'm, by extension, like, because for me, like, I, you know, like I love content, right? So I'm like, I'm just going, woo. So I think that there's still a little bit about soul contracts, but I can keep honing in more into the chords as well. We can, yeah, Caro, I got a thumbs up from Caro.
Yeah, okay. I would love that for sure.
I'll keep going.
I would say listen to intuitions.
Well, of course.
Of course. My intuition's like, I think we need to keep going. So, all right. Well, yeah, how much can I do in 4 hours, really? You know, it's like...
Well, it was funny, the image that came to me at the end of myself is like being like, you know, Barney, the like the purple dinosaur, just like totally like
nice.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, I'm glad she's not a purple dinosaur beside me.
She'd be really fun to cuddle with.
She's nice to cuddle with. So in my case, are you finished?
Yeah.
All right. So in my case, I found last week tough. Like I had problems visualizing the whole thing. I mean, my cords came out more like octopus, you know, arms or whatever. Is it arms or legs? I don't know. It's
tentacles.
Tentacles. Yeah, that was tough.
Mm.
But this week it was a lot easier.
Good.
I mean, not super, super easy, but I felt it was good. It was working. I'd had a bit of a problem with feeling my core star energy. Sometimes it was yellowish and sometimes sort of between yellow and white, and that felt okay. Like between yellow and white is what it feels like to me to be right today anyways. It was quite nourishing. At some point I had my heart, I don't know, I felt I needed to also send some core energy to my heart itself to heal, like especially a left side corner there that needed healing. I also had time to like visualize like the different people that I was connected to.
Good.
and to like heal those connections, you know, specifically one at a time, to the going through the different people that are in my life or have been in my life, like way past, even people I haven't thought about since like a long, long time or pretty well forever, like even primary school kids and whatever. Like, so that was, yeah, very nourishing. And some of the stuff you called out, I actually started doing it before you called it out. So that
perfect.
Was
perfect.
That was great. Yeah.
Yeah. So isn't that awesome when that happens? I love that.
Yeah. So nurturing the ones in front, but also the ones in the back. I did that before you actually called it out. And it was like, oh, you know, and just before, like a couple of 2 minutes before, something like that. 3 minutes.
I'm just relaying what I'm feeling. So you're feeling it at the same time I'm feeling it.
That's good. So
yeah.
As for Mamma Mia not meditating every day, well, I'm not meditating every day either. But throughout the day, I'm noticing that intentions do come up, you know, or just sending energy to something or whatever, like, you know, these things are just coming more into my life, or just, you know, inviting more God into who I am and what I'm doing.
Yes.
So, you know,
yeah,
that's very beautiful. And at the same time, there are life's challenges, like, Caroline was saying, me and Anna lived one yesterday that was a bit rock and roll for our relationship. And I think the whole thing, and it kind of lasted most of the day, the whole thing kind of accumulated in this, like we were both taking ourselves so seriously. And then, like, I started just like letting go of that, like, what's all this, you know, and how do I feel really inside? And then expressing that and her transforming her, how she was feeling about it too. And yeah, really healing it to a better place than even before the thing.
Mm.
So yeah,
ideally that's what we do, right? That's the goal. Yeah. Is coming up, right?
it was like such an uncomfortable doorway, but then today I see it was really interestingly positioned yesterday, because like the decision was like, okay, like, do I continue living here and find a job here, or do I move out and find a job somewhere else, kind of thing? And like, we decided like, no, it feels right for me to stay here, and like we continue this and we keep our love going. And then today I just like got two jobs that I really wanted here, so I was like, okay.
Winks from the universe again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It was just like I really had to get clear about, okay, is this really what my heart wants, and what's the mature part of me and what's the fearful part of me saying, and let that all settle and just kind of, okay, tenderize it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And finding solutions that flow, you know, that flow and where it feels good.
That should be the prerequisite for anything, really, right? Does it flow? Does it feel good? You know?
Yeah.
So. That's a good leeway for how I want to maybe set up next month. Thank you.
Okay. You can use it.
Can I use your copyright? Your copyright on what comes through us? Oh, it's so funny. Like, it makes me laugh, people that get all kind of gung-ho with this idea of copyright. Like, I'm like, anything I'm talking about, feel free to share with anyone else. Like, it's, you know, it's knowledge, capital K. It's not mine. Like, yeah. Nice.
Merci.
I like that. You know, so it's like by the need for clarity, right? It's like when we have the clarity and we're like, that's the yes, then the universe is like, all right, let's go. Let's bring stuff there. But it's like, it can't do it if we're kind of like, it's a good thing. Maybe this right now. Then the universe is like, let me know when you decide, you know, like, so that yes and that step, and then things, they were there.
Yeah.
But they couldn't show up on the road until we were on the road too. So magical when you start understanding that. It's like just one step, you know, each step with intention, like, what am I doing? Where am I going? And not like, what am I doing? Where am I going? I should think about it. It's like, no, man, it's right.
Yeah. We have all the answers within.
Just like the core star. Woo! All right. Awesome call, as usual.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. See you in you're such a deep meditation. I had so much fun.
Puis bonne fête, Karin. Bonne fête. Happy birthday.
Right. Happy birthday, Karin.
Happy birthday.